Hi, everybody. Well, this is our VBS radio show, Creation Light Shift Healing. Tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift, and we'll be going there probably about 20 minutes before the hour. So let's clear the date for everybody, and that's November 19th, 2016. And here we go. Kind of feel how the energy is on your body once it gets released. You might feel a little lighter. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. A little heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. There we go, everybody. Let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Male energies. Bring 12 of them in for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, maybe physical or even emotional, let's release that from you. So here we go. Think of it. It's on a timeline. It's a program. And when you think about it, it's activated. So here we go. Let's release that. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll bring our co-host on tonight, Ann. Are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hello, everyone. Welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. You're listening to Ron Amatron. If you haven't been to Ron's website, it's creationlightship@yahoo.com. You'll want to check that out. And as Ron said earlier, it is Saturday night, so we'll be taking a visit to Creation Lightship, where we can all request one physical healing. And you may send any requests for certain rooms to visit to clsquestions@yahoo.com, as well as any questions or comments you have for Ron. You can also click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page, and we have many, actually. We have a lot of testimonials, Ron, from the call we did today. But if you have any questions or comments even during the show, I will get them while we're on the air, so you're welcome to write in anytime. But we especially like to get some room requests for when we go to the lightship. If you're new, it's anything in nature, like if you like elephants or gorillas or I don't know what else, but pretty much anything that was created by Source Energy is up there on Creation Lightship, and we can go visit them in certain healing rooms. So, Ron, today was the wonderful pin removal call. And I, for one, am feeling so peaceful. I was worried I wouldn't have my usual big mouth to do this show tonight. But I'm here and happy to be here. But I just can't describe just how wonderful I feel and how powerful that call was. So on behalf of everyone who was on that, thank you so much.
Great.
Would you like to read some of the testimonials, or do you want to talk about that?
No, just go ahead. We'll see what some of the comments were. I had some nice ones during the program, during the call we had. So,
right.
And let's see what you have there.
So what we did, in case you're a new listener, or even, even if you were on the call or not on the call, we unfortunately have these energetic pins in our bodies, possibly from past lives. Definitely not supposed to be there, put in us without our permission or knowledge, and they're harming us. So Ron has been removing them, and it's really helping a lot of us. So the first one...
And the pins can also be physical on other timelines. Remember, you're living other timelines also, and they could do these pins as they have you on a... strapped onto a table, and they're poking pins in you that are physical for torture. Here, you just, feel it as an energetic object. But, you could definitely be having a lot of these that are physical being done to you. Oh, but down here you feel, since you resonate with your other clone bodies on multiple timelines, you can have the feeling and the sensations here. And, maybe you have a problem with your body. You don't know what the heck's going on, and you've had it for many, many years. And and you don't know that you're hooked up to a table, strapped down, having pins poked into your, maybe your right ear. Maybe you have earaches for the rest, you know, for your whole life, and you go, wow, I get all these earaches. I don't know what it's about, and they're just poking those pins in there, seeing you jump around like, you know, like spit on a griddle. So anyway, that's what happens. So a lot of these are physical. Here they're energetic. We get rid of the physical ones and also your counterpart that could be here as a residual that you now have programmed into your body because it's happening to you. So that's kind of the ins and outs of it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, I'm going to read some of the things people have written in, Ron. Hi, Ron. Feeling very peaceful. Eyes brighter and clearer sight. Crown, felt much pressure when you were releasing pins. Now, head is much more clear and has a spacious feeling. Thank you so kindly for all you do. And the next one. Hi, Ron. Writing this in the first hour of the call. Very powerful. I had to lay down, feel peaceful and relaxed. Pin removal from hip area felt a circular motion as they were released. Thanks for doing this for us again. Okay. Next one. I'd asked Ron to remove a large pin from my hip that kept it frozen. Just letting him know that about 20 minutes into the call, when I moved my leg, there was a huge cracking sound. Now more flexibility there. Because of all the clearings, the older I get, the better I feel. Gracias. And next person wrote, my body feels lighter, clearer, clean. I can breathe better. I feel I can see better. I can feel my fingers. I'm a bit buzzy. I felt a little that way, too. Okay. Hi, Ron. The pin removal call is amazing. 1 hour into the call, I'm awed by the instant effects of the healing energy. Sciatica pain is almost gone, spine and neck feeling much better, and overall feeling of pain relief is buzzing through my body. What came up also for me from observation of pins being removed is there were other pins coming out. Like when someone pins a crime on someone innocent, they're saying, don't pin the blame on me, or fixing blame or responsibility for something or someone, or being pinned down so you can't move or you're stuck, or being held by someone firmly in a specified position and unable to move. I'd like help removing all of this if possible, or what would you suggest? So that's interesting, the kind of emotional or energetic pins, Ron. Do you think that we got some of those removed today as well?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. I'm going to be doing another pin call because I didn't feel like I needed more time on this one. We'll do another one. It'll be in 2 weeks from today. Same time, I think that's the 3rd of December, I believe. You can check your calendar, but I'm going to do one in 2 weeks. We can get more of these out of people. So, you know, if you have somebody that's older or whatever, they wish to have them come on the call, they may have a problem that they may have some remedy for. So anyway, I'm going to do another one in 2 weeks. I just feel that... you know, we need to do more of this to help people out. So the cost is $20. It'll probably be a two-hour call. I did 2.5 hours today. But, you know, it'll be 2 hours for sure. And so if you're interested to have some more released, hopefully, you know, we'll start to get to the end of this here. But regardless, you start feeling better and better, and that's the way life's supposed to be here. Anyway, so back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you, Ron. I'm already looking forward to that. So I will announce it on all the shows, but again, it'll be another $20 on November 3rd, also a Saturday, and also at 11 a.m. So thank
it'd
you, Ron.
It'd be very interesting. You know, it probably wouldn't happen, although I don't want to talk negative, but you know, like if you knew people like in a nursing home or something, you know, and maybe there's, let's just say, you know, one floor, maybe 20 people or something, and they all got on the call just to see what they'd be like afterwards, you know. Anyway, you know, like I said, you know, I'm sure they wouldn't know what it was about, and their you know, family members probably wouldn't want to pay $20, naturally, you know. Not knowing what it is, and they wouldn't believe it anyway. But it would be interesting to, you know, have that happen just to see if they could have a better life, you know. Maybe arthritis might go away. I don't know. You know, I don't know if anybody has arthritis, if the pin call has helped. You know, it sounds like it very possibly could. Anyway, if you do have or had arthritis, you know, give us a little a testimonial on how much more you have movements maybe in your hands and stuff. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Well, a couple of people already have mentioned pain release. No one specifically mentioned arthritis, but it's certainly possible. Okay, someone wrote, thank you a million times. I feel like flying. I am free.
And great. Maybe a birdie.
Right. Thank you, Ron and CLS admin. Some relief with tailbone and hip. That's good. And even though I've been on the previous pin calls, I still felt very strong healing energy throughout my body. In fact, today's call felt a lot like the organ rejuvenation call. I especially liked having the time to be able to sit quietly and savor every bit of it. It seems easier for my body to dissolve into the new energies that way. Still glowing, marvelous call. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And for those of you who've been on the call or on it today anyway, you may find a benefit too in the next few days. You know, as your body is integrating. Because remember, you know, your body may, in a sense, not realize that it's freed up, you know, and it may, you know, want to move into the wellness portion a little slowly because it doesn't know the difference, and it will start to reintegrate the healing from where the pins were. So you could have great results in a couple of days from now. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone wrote, fantastic, lovely, thanks. Someone else wrote, wow, what an amazing call. Thank you so much, Ron and Light Beings. During the call, I requested a healing on my chest area and my heart. That was a really deep experience. The healing process took me to when I was younger and there was a death in my family. There was a huge pin that was stuck in my heart, encoded with poison, making me feel guilty and responsible for this person's death, and it was removed. Wow, that's interesting. I feel huge relief and overall well-being in my body and spirit, and my heart is overflowing with gratitude. Thank you so much for the healings available at this time.
You're welcome.
Well, and again, so much happened. A short recap. The first removal of the hip pins, I could feel warmth there. My muscles were full of discomfort in the front and my shoulders and arms, and I saw hook-like pins there. When Ron said we were working on that part, wow, what a release. And the pain and discomfort was gone just like that. I felt releases from my private areas, front and back, and I felt my stomach move around inside when on that area. Saw my spine and disc looking like a pin cushion. And then Ron healed that area. Just amazing. Showered after the call, was off balance for a bit, but was energized and relaxed at the same time. Much appreciation. My dog is walking better, too.
Yeah, Grady, I should have mentioned to take a shower afterwards, so... all you who are listening now, you know, after the calls, always take a shower. It's very beneficial to, you know, get rid of some of that energy out of your auric field. And, you know, also you don't know what's on your skin that you can't see. You know, very possibly as the pins are released, you have maybe some poison residue as it's leaking out of your body. So that's another thing you may want to do is just take a shower. So back to you.
Okay. And someone wrote in, very good call, felt nice vibes around my heart area as Ron was releasing pins there. And so then, let me just check this one last email. If it's, yes, it's also about today. Pin call testimonial. I had been feeling poorly for about a week. 1 hour into the call, my energy was entirely freed up and flowing, body now relaxed and rejuvenated. That's wonderful.
That's great.
So, Ron, if we could go back to last night and the past week, where you removed last week 6 of the 12 source energies and last night the remaining 6. So in case we have an email about that, and I was wondering, though, if first you want to explain what I'm talking about in case we have people that weren't listening to the shows recently.
I listened to the shows, you know, the last show yesterday probably, and maybe the one before where I described it. So you just listen to the whole week show. That'd be the best thing. Maybe I'll go back 4 shows, so it'd be easier, you know, to get that information that way.
Okay, and it's true. There's been a lot going on the past week or so. Last Saturday's show was, if you missed that for some reason, that's a really important one to listen to, I feel, because Ron did a wonderful healing. That's November 12th, Saturday night, December 12th. There's an eternal, forever healing that Ron did for us near the end of the show. And so it's really important, I think, and valuable for everyone to listen to that. So somebody wrote in, Ron, I had the feeling that today's call was so powerful for me that maybe it was because of the removal of those source energies, and there just has to be less alien control and less timelines. And is that why it just felt so powerful for me and clearly for a lot of other people?
Yeah, very possibly. So what's happening is as these programs, that's what they are, and timelines get released from you, you're going to be able to see more clearly. Kind of a loose way of saying it. You're going to have more freedom or less negative energy attached to you. That's probably the best way to put it. So you're getting negative energy taken off of you. Otherwise, you get into these New Age words that are key words, and you start talking about, you know, the way you can describe something, and you might get a different definition in your mind because you heard the word being used a certain way. Let's just say that from this point on, you know, since we got rid of those energies that were being used by the darkness to attach to you, you know, these energies are, you know, getting less... less interference, we'll say, and the energy of the negativity, the darkness is being released from you. That's kind of the way to look at it, I guess.
Okay. So in regard to that, someone wrote in, since last night, I feel very different. Peaceful. I also feel tired. It seems I can't handle or don't want to handle any mental energy for problem solving. I still have several unfinished business things to do, and I don't feel like I want to proceed.
Well, yeah, you have to do something, though, but right now you may be, you know, in peace a lot, so you'll be switching over. You know, it kind of sounds like you're having difficulties to be with trying to live life now, but it'll switch over to a positive mode because you probably were so inundated with energies here that now you go, I've been there, done that. I don't want to do it anymore. But, you know, the other energies will kick in once you're in source energy a lot more and you feel better. What I'm going to do tonight, I'm not going to go to the light ship. I think I'm going to do another clearing. We're going to do the upside-down timelines of the source energy, which was created by the darkness, I think. A mirror image, I'll do that. Then I'll also take away 12 tangent timelines that would be attached to them. These could be the major ones. So we'll be doing that at 20 minutes before the hour. So you'd be able to listen to last Saturday's show and then do this one also. I think we probably went to the light ship about the same time, so if you don't want to hear us talking about stuff, you could just probably go about 20 minutes into the show. Anyway, we'll do that at, it's what, 15 minutes, I guess. Oh, back to you, Ann.
That's terrific, Ron. And I just wanted to add, I believe Kathy did announce this last night, but a very nice listener made a recording of the last 20 minutes or so of last Saturday's show. So if that's more convenient for people, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll send you the link to that after the show. You also can, of course, go on the BBS radio station page, and if you just scroll down, you'll get to where the archives are, and you can listen to the whole hour. But if that gets, you probably don't want to do that like every day, so at least there's a little shortened version if that's helpful, and we can send that out to you. Now, what about tonight's healing, Ron? Will that also be unlimited?
Yes, it will be, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. That's really going to feel so complete. Because I know when we do the new advanced timelines, you've said to remove the tangent and upside-down timelines. So thank you. All right. So I'll keep going, Ron, with the emails. Hi, Ron. Thank you for pointing out that the inner voice in our heads is an alien energy. I feel that its mission is to make us strive for perfection, as this perfection is always outside of us and doesn't bring the promised or imagined peace, we end up disappointed and in chaos, just what the aliens want. Thank you for explaining to us that mind energy / forcing our will never lead to peace.
Yeah, that's very good, yes.
Yeah, you were talking about that on a show recently, because I remember you asked me, what do people's minds say to them? And there's a lot of things. Okay. And I'm going to go on to some questions now. We have some room requests, so we'll keep those on file for next Saturday, since Ron said we're not going to go to the light ship tonight, but thank you for sending that in. Okay, this is a good testimonial about today, Ron. It just came in. I purchased the pin removal call as an absentee and did not call in to announce my name, but I still feel like I received a very thorough clearing. I was running the entire time for over 3 hours and over 15 miles. At one point, I felt pins being removed from my back. These were long pins that are responsible for people's poor posture, because when a person tries to straighten their back, the long spine pins penetrate further into the lungs. Thank you greatly.
Yeah, we did redo that. We did, I think, two times, I believe. I'm not sure, maybe more, but I know two for sure, where I was releasing pins going from your crown chakra straight down your spine to your tailbone. But yes, that was done. So, and it could be ongoing, too. Just because I say it once doesn't mean that it's over when I stop. There's still things going on with you. Maybe you might have 30 pins, and maybe it takes 10 minutes to release them. And so, you know, when I go from one to another, you know, you're still being worked with during this process. So back to you.
Okay. And, first of all, thank you so much for sending that in, because it's really interesting to hear from people that have that strong either vision or just sense of what's actually going on. I know, for instance, I feel good, but I did feel some sensation a few times on different parts of my body, but it's really interesting to hear the details that when people are able to see that, so thank you so much. I also want to make sure that everyone understands you can almost always, it's a very rare time, Ron will say no absentees. You can almost always come on Ron's calls absentee. And when you call in, Ron always says, call in about 10 of before the call starts. And we all say, hi, you know, hi, Ron, I'm here. And he has a list. But it's unnecessary, as this gentleman said. You don't have to even call in, because if you've paid for the call, you are definitely on that call. So you never have to worry about that. Anything else you want to say about that, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. So once you pay for the call, you're on it.
Right.
Oh, that's like when we have the light chamber at the expos. Once you walk through the curtain going into the light chamber, you're automatically, instantly beamed up to the light ship. And you know, that's when it starts. And when you leave the curtain, walking out of the light chamber, that's when you come back. Well, back to you.
Okay. So, we have a question about somebody that's having an issue they're hoping they can help you with. You can help her with. It's difficult for me to see what is blocking me. And so people take advantage of me through manipulation and deception. And this seems to me like it's my major life issue. Is this my billboard or a timeline?
It's probably both, and also... do that negative affirmation. Do that a couple thousand times. You already have your issues there. So you have to say that out loud. But maybe you could describe it. Well, the first thing is you want to take the issue. This is like being taken advantage of. I love being taken advantage of. That could be how you started off. And then from there, and I love, I don't know, being used or feeling angry about the situation, maybe being unaware of it. But the second part could have maybe 10 different issues there. So you want to first do the first one and work your way through it. And you're going to come to the point to where, you know, you're going to probably find your stomach, you know, turning around. Maybe want to throw up possibly. People will do that. Maybe crying and sobbing. As you hit rock bottom, and then you come up again, you keep saying it. You know, if you like, you could always have a friend with you, because they may benefit too as they say it with you, these affirmations, in a sense. And then after you clear that out of you, then find out what else there is. Maybe there's another issue that goes into it. Well, you're just, in a sense, cleaning yourself out for a major issue that's there. So that's what I would suggest doing. You know, the other ones, too, are probably on a much deeper level, but since you're talking about it, you know, it's kind of on the surface, so this is a good way to nip it in the bud. So do that one and then do the clearings for that. And then you may even have more clarity of what kind of clearing you need to do as far as a whole lifetime clearing, because this issue is, you know, in the way of even you to even see what it is. You got to get rid of all that stuff that's... active in your life right now as your life experience. You want to get rid of that. So back to you.
Great, Ron. And for some reason, while you were talking there about that woman's issue, it came to me, mightn't it also be a soul family, some kind of contract thing that perhaps she could get out of using that soul family disconnection?
Yeah, you could have raised your hand and volunteered to do this for everybody in your soul family. And let's just say that you do this issue, right? You have this going on, and then you got, you ought to say, 100 people in your soul family. I'm just picking that number because it's a number. and maybe 60 of them get it. They go, oh, yeah, I understand this completely. Remember, it's like the hive mass mind consciousness, you know, that the grays have, okay? But there's 40 that don't get it. And I go, man, I just don't get this. And you go, oh, boy. Okay, I'll do some more of this here. I can sabotage myself and give myself away to people and, you know, whatever else. And, yeah, I'll do it for another 2 years, see if you catch on this way. And then 2 years are up, and maybe down here you're being trashed all the time. And, you know, five of them get it now. And they go, oh, boy, five got it. I'll still do it. I'll raise my hand and complete doing this here. How long do you want me to do it? They go, oh, man, we probably need about 15 years of this going on because, you know, we're kind of dense and, you know, the bodies that we're in have all these issues and we need to see what it is to help us out. Now, remember, that's how they work. The dark side works that way. They keep handing you stuff over and over and over again. You know, you keep eating, you got one thing fixed and sure enough, there's something else going on. And so now, you know, your whole life is tied up with these other soul family members who are maybe, I guess I could use the word chicken or prey to do it, but you volunteered because you know this very well. Oh, you may want to get rid of that soul family contract. So that's you, Ann.
Yes, and the soul family clearing, unlike the other whole life clearings, doesn't have a box, but you can write things. There's plenty of room after your name that you can write if you can sort of nail it down to be more specific of, you know, exactly what your problem is with your soul family, what you want to be disconnected from. And I also was thinking that the cultural enslavement clearing, and I'm just trying to get to that right now to give the right name. I think I said the wrong name of this healing one day on the show, and somebody called me on it, which, you know, thank you very much. I believe it is cultural enslavement. So mightn't that clearing also help this listener, Ron, for that, for something like that, that they feel like they have a whole lifetime issue with it?
I would say so, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And you might even look into the skin aura clearing. I think that's what we call it. That might even help you out a little bit with that.
Yeah, that's a really, really fantastic clearing. Okay, I don't want to take up too much time because I'm not opening that up quickly enough. And I know you're almost ready to start that healing, Ron, so let me just go... maybe one more question before we do that?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay. Hi. I researched soul programming by a certain author. I won't say his name, but he talks about how we are programmed at a soul level and have contracts and programs we do not even at all consciously know about. I am now timeline crashing my soul programming. Hope this is good, and what anyone should do to remove themselves from any programming. I'm sure it goes much deeper than just mind programming.
Yeah, I would say so, yes, uh-huh. Very good.
Okay. So, soul programming is clear or enough information to timeline crash? I guess it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, well, you'd probably want to put down a specific situation, maybe. Just kind of look at your life and just see maybe where you've had death barcodes. Maybe, you know, you have an accident. Well, that could be the programming to have that accident along with the death barcode attached to it. But the death barcode came first, but they had to put you into the situation to have it happen. You want to look at that also. But, yeah. You know, as you start working with it and you start clearing off a lot of the stuff, you start seeing more and more situations that you clear out, and you're going to feel freer each time. So we'll start the clearing here. So we're going to work with the 12 source energies. We're going to take away the upside-down timeline. So here we go. Oh. I'll count to 10, I guess, resource energy. So First Source Energy releases the Upside Down Timeline. This has the programs in it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second Source Energy releases that Upside Down Timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 3, Source Energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And these may not be in order as 1 through 12, okay? I'm just releasing the ones that seem to have the most impact first. Okay, so I think we're at number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 6th one? Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, I'd like everybody, if you can, unless you're, you know, unless you can do this, but if you can, like you all, to get up and walk about 100 steps. So I want you to walk for probably 2 minutes here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann, here. I'm going to get some water, but they need to walk for about 2 minutes and maybe bend over, stretch, twist, and then have the energy get released from them.
Okay, I'm getting up too, to start walking around. I mentioned, or rather Ron mentioned, the skin aura clearing right before he started this healing for us. And a listener wrote in to say, where is that on the website? And I had forgotten too. It is on the website. You have to contact Ron to get the codes. It costs $200 for life. And then Ron will send you the username and password. And there are a few prerequisites for it. I don't think a lot, but you want to have done your emotional clearing, your mental clearing, maybe the fear, and I'm not sure exactly. We'll wait until Ron comes back and he can tell us. But you want to have a few clearings under your belt. And then I also wanted to say that if you're new and you're starting out on your healings and doing the whole life ones, if you have, again, a few under your belt, like the main ones, like the emotional body, the mental body, the fear body, the entity clearing, those are the ones I think are important. Everyone's slightly different. You might want to take a look at the several healing bundles that Ron offers. And we put those together on a document, and we could send that out to you if that's convenient. But it's also on the BBS chat page, so you can link to it there, and it has the list of the different bundles, and that's a really good way to save a little money and do a bunch of healings all at one time. And there's a physical body one, and a self-empowerment one, an alien freedom bundle, and a prosperity bundle. And all of those include healings that can be added to later for only $50, and then you have whole life healings that you can use to get rid of the many, many densities we have on us from life on this planet that mostly given to us by our emotions and aliens. So you there, Ron? Are you? Oh, Ron.
Yep, I'm
still
here.
Okay. I feel like, you know, I've been talking a lot. People are ready to have you back.
Okay, so everybody can sit down again, if you like, or lay down. I will do the tangent timeline. They really get you because they want to harm you, cause you problems. The regular timelines, they won't want to kill you, typically, but these are where they come close to that. This may have more of a reaction to you than the other two. So here we go. Releasing the first source energy on the tangent timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got to count more now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Number 3, energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Number 4, energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And number 5, energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Number 10 energy. Is that correct, Ann?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay. There we go. Back to you, Ann. And you guys, why don't you walk again for a couple of minutes and come back.
Okay. Woo. Okay, Ron. That felt very peaceful, but also I really feel like clear and strong somehow from that. Maybe it was the walking around that I needed to do. Okay, so yes, it's cultural enslavement release is the clearing I was talking about before. And I think I said cultural heritage, which was the call that Ron did to release those things from us. So, Ron, somebody had the request, could you create a bundle that includes the emotional body clearing?
No.
Okay. Yeah, the emotional body clearing is very important, and the healings that are in the bundles are really deeply discounted, so you can focus on an issue. And I think the emotional is just very basic. So, Ron, I was kind of guessing. Do you recall what clearings you require for people to have done before they purchase the skin aura clearing?
Well, I think it'd be the emotional, the mental. Those are the two major ones. And actually, you have fear. I'm not sure if we had people do the IQ and the education one on that one or not.
I don't think so, Ron.
Nobody knows out there, but remember, the more that you have under your belt, the more the clearing is going to work for you when you do this here. So if you don't want to go into the clearing not having anything underneath your belt, as it may not be that effective.
Right. So. Right. And, you know, you always say, Ron, nobody needs all the clearings, and it is possible that you could go on Ron's website as a new person and just feel overwhelmed because there are so many healings. So it's true, you don't need all of them, but, you know, unfortunately, a lot of us need quite a few, because we've been here a long time, this lifetime, and perhaps many, many lifetimes, and there are a lot of densities here. And as you start to clear yourself, you'll see how many densities there actually are and how good you'll start to feel and how you'll want to keep going and do those clearings.
I've actually had people come up to me. First thing is like, oh, well, you know, there's so much on here and I can't do all these. And, you know, you go on and on and on. As you start doing them, people come up to me and they said, Ron, I wish you actually had more clearings on the website because I need this clearing done and I want to have that one and it's not listed. You know, so remember the website was put together in 05, and with that we put probably 95%, we'll see, of the clearings on there. And, you know, if you look back, after you do your clearings, you go, wow, I'm glad that clearing's on the website. When I first saw it, I thought I didn't need it, and now I realize I might need it, or, you know, because I have an issue now, because before it was all covered up and I couldn't find it. Myself, I thought I was perfectly fine. Just like the lady that I had come to New York Expo, and she was using her feeling body to validate if she needed to have an emotional clearing or not. And I said, well, you know, she thought, you know, she was using her muscle testing and stuff or whatever. Or, oh, with her... was told she didn't need it. I go, well, what are you using? She said, I'm using my feeling. I go, well, have you cleaned out your feeling body? Because it's all corrupted. How can you use a body, you know, for your whole life to try to validate something is good or bad for you when it's corrupted? She goes, yeah. I said, I think I do need that emotional clearing after all. Remember, you could be using your body, muscle testing or whatever, which normally is, you know, fairly accurate. From there, you got to have uncorrupted bodies if you want to try to use something like that to get information. Plus, if the body is cleaned out, there won't be anything in there for you to validate with. So it gets to be interesting to watch the new agers, how they see if they need something or not, you know. Anyway, probably have all seen this yourself or did it yourself. Like I said, most people who have done clearings wish there was more. So, back to you.
Right, Ron. And, you know, there's that issue, and there's also when people aren't familiar with how good and right it feels, they think, oh, I don't want to not have emotions. I won't enjoy life. I won't feel alive anymore.
And the other thing is how you get killed.
right. Well, and the other thing people don't understand, and I remember when a friend of mine did her emotional healing, the first thing she said was, I didn't feel anything. And I remembered that, yeah, that's right. When you do the emotional healing or any of the creation light chip healings, you don't feel anything because nothing goes into you to give you an energy boost or a warm, fuzzy feeling. It gets taken out of you, taken away. So as you go about your life over the next hours and then days and weeks, all of a sudden you're just magically happier and more peaceful and balanced. Okay, Ron, a listener who has the link to last Saturday's program for the healing that you brought in has a question. Could she play this to help someone else by placing their photo in front of the light beings while playing it?
Is that the one that we did last Saturday?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
That was doing the 12 source energies. Oh, that's the other clearing.
It was. What happened was a listener wrote in about a previous show, an archive from 2007, where you brought
I remember. Yeah, that's the ascension energy.
Right, ascension energy. But then it kind of grew to being a healing, and, you know, you said we could even request a physical healing, and so it. It was, I'm trying to fully remember exactly how you described it.
It could work. No, I don't see why it wouldn't work. So know, just put, you know, just try it and see what happens. I don't see why it wouldn't work. Just that absentee healings like that can take, it won't be instantaneous because they're not, they don't know about it. So, you know, it could take, you know, maybe half a week, we'll say. So it should work for them.
Great. Okay, another person wrote in about the removal of the energies of the 12 source energies. They say they feel deep calm, and it's sustaining steady wholeness. Very well said, and I think we're all going to be feeling more and more of that as more timelines and programs are removed from us. We're going to be freer and start living life the way we're supposed to be here. Oh, and
I
someone else?
Some testimonials to be sent to CLS Questions at Yahoo. If what we did tonight, that would be great, too. And maybe we could put them, maybe the girls could put them all together as one main testimonial for, you know, releasing the 12 source energies in case somebody would like to see it of how people felt or something. Naturally, we just copy and paste your information, not your email or name or anything else. So that might be kind of neat in case somebody needs that. Typically, you know, once you have it done, you know, you don't need to have any more validation being there, done that, you know. But some people may be interested in how other people have responded and how their body feels. So,
well,
we're
definitely
doing another
Ron.
Clearing. I don't like this. If you remind me next week, I have to release something with maybe the stars and or the natal chart that you have is connected to these energies too. So we'll see what comes up, you know, a week from today. Maybe we can put that in our notes here.
Okay, I'm doing that right now, Ron, a little note. Are you thinking of next Saturday?
That would be next Saturday, yeah.
Okay. And we have another person who wrote in about how they feel about the source energy removal. With the removal of the last six source energy, a great surge of awareness filled my body. The feeling of source light in my body has become more clear. My mind is calmer. More hope in living here. Thanks.
Yeah, that's very good. And I'm asked a question here for homework for people. I think a couple of weeks ago, you know, taking away some energies here, you know, there was more clones disappearing. Is anybody feeling that still? Is there a city or town or where they go to, is it more vacant? Let's just put it that way. I'd be curious to know if anybody's still sensing that and if they are leaving. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in to check, is the earth in alignment?
Yeah, it's fine right now, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And question. Hi, Ron. I just bought the new Advanced Timeline Crash. Do we still have to also do the Space-Time Crash on the healings we do with the new Advanced Timeline Crash? If so, could you create one that doesn't expire?
At some point, it'll be on there, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. Now, if you've just bought the new Timeline Crash, there's a document the admin put together in CLS Questions. So if you would like to write into CLS Questions, there's a little a page of instructions on how to do the Advanced Timeline Crash so that, yes, you do the space-time crashes, but you also run clear out the tangent timelines, just like Ron did for us tonight, the upside-down timelines, you clear vortices, and you clear muscle memory. So I really think it's helpful to have that document because it's a lot of things to remember until the webmaster has a chance to go back in there and add them to the clearing. That'll make it a little easier, but meantime, might as well get all you can out of doing your timeline crashes. So send us an email request, and we'll send that document to you. And okay. Tonight, on the second clearing of the tangent timelines, I felt a nice release come right off my face, and I was yawning.
Great. Nice to have a physical happening there.
Okay. Okay, in response to your question about the clones, someone wrote in, not in Tennessee. I feel like there's even more people than before. Very crowded. Lots of people and cars. Don't like it.
Yes.
Yes,
huh?
Yeah. I would say where I live, that happened too. It was very still and quiet for about a week, and then it seemed to get busier than ever. And now today, it feels kind of calmed down again. Oh, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow there is an 8-hour healing call that you can be on a phone call with Ron, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can sign up for the call on Ron's website. And it's 8 hours of removing alien energies, parasites, whatever, from our physical bodies. And you can also request physical healings while we're on the light ship. Ron charges lots of water for us. It's always a wonderful, peaceful day. Do you want to talk a little bit about tomorrow, Ron? Or?
Yeah, as far as the water, I can talk about that. The other one is just getting into critters. We can go on with that for quite a while. But the water, what we use is we get skin misting water. We get silver water at first for drinking. Oxygen water, calcium magnesium water, copper water. And then at the very end of the call, we do, or we can do it at the beginning too, we do sleeping water. And then sometimes the other waters that come in, mouthwash water. So if you have anything going on inside of your mouth, infection or something, that's very nice to have. So you have a bunch of waters that you can use during the program that we're doing, the call. And you don't have to drink all the water. So if you hear this and you hear me talking about it, you know, you think, gee, I got 8 ounces of water and eight containers, I got to drink all of it. That's a lot of water. No, you only one mouthful is fine for it, or even a sip of water. And you may find one that you really want to use a lot. I mean, you can charge that up also, you know, during the call if you need more of it. So that's how the waters work. The skin misting, I think everybody enjoys and loves that. And then at the very end of the call, we energize your bath water or foot bath water if you have a bathtub or foot bath. If you only have a shower, so but that still will work for you. But the people who have a bathtub, they're able to have that water energized, and then we end the call with that. And you go in your tub and really enjoy a nice refreshing bath. Well, basically, you have these energetic critters inside of you, living you, within you. Remember, you're the host, and they're all the life forms that you probably have seen in sci-fi movies, okay? Plus more. So, a good movie to watch is Jupiter Ascending. That one's, right on, 99.9% correct. So you may want to watch it a couple times. There's an older movie now, maybe available on Netflix or something. But if you do get it, watch it a couple times, and that's what they're doing to you. They happen to spill the beans in that movie, plus all the other sci-fi movies and you know, the zombie things. Just think if you're on a timeline, you know, you've all seen the zombie movies, and you're on that timeline with zombies chasing you. Hello? Oh, the tender program here. So tomorrow's an 8-hour call, 10 o'clock Pacific. And here we go. Need to command your spirit to do this for you. So you have to say out loud, I now command my spirit. This is the mind of heart drop. So I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, up them into my heart. And that will count from 10 to 1, 3 times to facilitate this action. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. And in 2 weeks, we'll be doing another pin call for people starting at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So bye, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. And thank you for everybody who's commented on the sessions that we've had. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all. Thanks, Ron.